Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Jess Hooker's in for Christy today, plus mixing cereals and kissing chickens. All coming up right after this.
When a moon is hanging out a window, some imbecile is proud of his behind. You've now received way too much info, and the image is burned into your mind. There's nothing grosser than a man with a hairy ass. A man with a hairy ass. A hairy ass. A hairy ass. Doesn't help a girl's libido when you wear a tiny Speedo. You can make it look more dapper if you buy a good weed whacker. It's a problem that you must solve. Even the baboon is more evolved. A hairy ass. A hairy ass. When a girl is lying in a dark room, her brand new lover's naked in her bed. She runs her fingers down his body and lets out a scream that wakes the dead. Her hands are tangled up in his scary, hairy ass. His scary, hairy ass. A hairy ass. A hairy ass. Yeah.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You know why people in Athens have trouble getting up in the morning? Because
Don is tough on Greece.
Ah, oh, I see.
Okay. Getting up in the morning.
That's Chick McGee at the OrangeInsults.com sports desk. Josh is over there. I'm Tom. That's Pat Godwin over there. We got a new
maybe
song.
Maybe that could be a new feature. Chick ruins a joke. You know how I can tell jokes.
Oh, God, you're so bad.
You know, hey, is there Bob Peters here? Excuse me.
No. That's not the joke.
Fellas? Hey, fellas, is there a Bob Peters?
No, no,
yeah.
You don't say, is there.
He messes the whole thing up.
Josh, do the joke.
Where? Hey, yeah. Excuse me, where is Bob Peters?
No, Josh.
A man walks into a barbershop, says, yeah. Bob Peters here?
Oh.
Barber says, no, we just cut hair.
That's how you tell a joke.
That's right. See, the mistake is the, but you don't even say, is there a
pardon
Bob
me.
Peters here?
Right. Pardon me.
Okay. What's the joke you always mess up? I know you can't.
Guy yeah. comes home with a duck under his arm.
Mm-hmm.
A drunk guy comes home with a duck.
See, okay, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. And he says, I wanted to show you. It says to his wife.
Right. Well, you know, and he says, you can't, because you can't say says to his wife.
What do you, and he says,
yeah.
I wanted to show you the pig I've been screwing.
And the wife,
his wife no, says, no. That's not a pig, it's a duck. And he goes, I was talking to the duck.
Yes, that's the joke.
It was close. Okay. I'm close.
That was better than you have done in the past. Yeah.
Let's have a lesson on how this is actually
oh,
done.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Ace Cosby. What is this radio show?
I need to work on this intro.
Here we go.
Halloween right around the corner.
Halloween is almost here.
You ever wonder why witches ride brooms?
No, why do witches ride brooms?
Because vacuum cleaners suck.
What a stupid.
That's not exactly going to keep everyone standing with you at the water cooler.
No.
They're not going to go, oh, tell me another. They're going to go, I got to go write a memo.
You know why witches don't wear underwear, right?
Why is that?
Better grip on the broom.
Oh, that's tasteless. low-hanging
fruit. That's pretty good.
I'm sorry. We have news to get to. Jess Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee.
Riding her broom.
And Jess, we talked about that.
I will jump across this counter.
Are you saying Christy's riding her broom?
Yeah, yeah. Christy's not riding her broom. That's what I said.
This next story has a visual component, which we will post on the various Bob and Tom stuff.
Is that right?
Okay. A school in India has apologized for making students wear cardboard boxes during exams. Photos that went viral online show students at it sounds like Baguette College.
If you look at this, come here, you can see it.
So the students are sitting at their desk, but you can't see them because they're taking
an exam.
Would you let me read?
Sure. And they have boxes over their heads.
They're taking a chemistry test while wearing boxes on their heads in an apparent attempt to prevent cheating.
And the boxes have an opening in the front.
The boxes had square openings cut into them to allow the students to see.
So they can only look forward. If they turn their heads, it'll be noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Take the desks farther apart, for God's sake. This is ridiculous.
But wouldn't it be easier to hide the answers in your pants?
How about hiding them inside the box?
Pull the piece of paper up and no one sees you because you're encased in a box?
Well, when you get there, you get your box. You don't bring your own.
It's not like lunch.
Well, no, but you can have a whole sheet of paper down your pants, and then when you put the box over you, you whip it out. And
I don't think that's that easy.
I don't think it's like that. Well, when we were kids, it was like a cork board or a display board.
Kind of a divider?
Yeah, and then you would set that up.
Like at a urinal.
Kind of, yes.
Ah.
Not that you'd know what a urinal divider was.
I've been in a couple of men's rooms, Tom.
You repeat standing up at a urinal?
No, I've not ever. I've never done that.
You ever see the video? Hillbilly fire department? Man, is that funny.
I peed outside at my first concert.
You ever peed on video for money?
What'd you think about it?
I'm willing.
Would you do it?
No.
God, would you do it?
I'll try to describe this photograph. It looks like when you were a kid, you made a homemade robot costume.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You got this.
I was able to see
these boxes are sort of bigger than a basketball over the heads with a big square thing in the front.
Meatball boop.
their classroom is also the size of a hallway.
Exactly.
So
it looks very narrow.
These kids are, they're on top of
each
other.
They're all it's crowded over
crowded,
there.
Crowded, apparently.
There's a lot of
crapping
people
in the streets. We all know it.
Okay, now you've got a song about.
Oh boy,
okay.
Look at this.
Apple's got a big box he wears on his head so he doesn't cheat when he's taking a test. Studies all night. Still can't get it right. Apple's got a cheat box so the answers are out of sight. Now the other. Now the other kids don't cheat. They stare ahead in their seat. But Apu's got the whole system beat. Now he parties all night. Gets every question right. Apu's got a cheat box with the answers taped up inside.
I liked it.
It had to be Apu, huh? Couldn't go with.
I was thinking Haji.
Yeah, I guess you know what.
Given the choice, I think Apu was safest.
But in Clutch Cargo, isn't the young man from India named Haji?
No, that's Johnny Quest is named Haji.
Yeah.
Johnny's sidekick is Haji in that.
And Apu's, of course, the Simpsons guy. But,
okay.
That they've
received. Which is a huge backlash on him.
Yeah,
was there a Haji around here?
Legend, Haji. Okay. On a different note, we were discussing whether or not we were talking about the fact that whatever it is, the system used by the Defense Department for the launch codes apparently is on floppy disks still.
Right.
And they're apparently going to switch to something a little more contemporary. And you asked me if I had a CD player in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that there's one in the Suburban, and I didn't realize there was one in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Since I mentioned that on the air, look at my computer. There's a huge ad. There's a
huge ad
for the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee popped up.
This
thing's listening. And by the way, that is a great car. If you're looking for a nice SUV, I highly recommend
it. I don't know if I'm more upset that they're listening, or I'm more upset that they think we don't know they're listening.
Oh no!
I tell you what. As soon as I saw the picture, I thought, God, that was.
And it's okay. That's
fine. That was such a great car.
There you go. Then it worked.
That car had. I'll tell you what. The Jeep Grand Cherokee has the best radio the easy, what's the word?
No kidding.
Yeah, you mean the sound system?
But what's it called?
Interface?
Operation? Ease of use. What is the?
Ergonomic?
User-friendly.
User-friendly, yeah.
And the user interface.
Anyway, so I'm...
Tell you what, they have a cable outside the car. Radio waves. Or suck dust.
You know, antennas don't do nothing.
That's right. Just
for the government.
Damn right.
Salt Lake City, Utah, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, is advising backyard chicken owners to refrain from kissing their poultry.
Kissing them.
Don't kiss your chicken.
Before they're hatched.
Don't choke it. Don't kiss it.
I'll tell you what.
Don't do nothing with it.
In all truth, my kid's school has a...
chicken kissing contest?
No, they have
live chickens.
They have a chicken, whatever you call
what?
It.
What?
Yeah, yes. My daughter's class has a chicken.
They have a coop?
Chickens too.
The
yeah.
school has, it's one of those things where there's a, I don't know what you call it, like if it were round, it would be a donut hole. It was in the middle of the building. On the inside of the building, yeah. there are four walls and an open area.
Like an atrium, like an open-air atrium.
Open area.
And there's a chicken in there?
There's a bunch
of them. There's gardens, too, probably,
but this, I actually read this CDC thing, and it's a really long list of things you shouldn't do, because so many people are doing these suburban and exurban, whatever you want to call it, chicken
I'd love
things.
To have a chicken.
Mr. Oscar from our staff, I believe. Do you still have the chickens?
Oh, no chickens.
They've all been coyoted away.
They got a puppy instead.
Oh, okay. Well, you had the chickens.
My mom has chickens. That's where I get all of my
There are chickens in my
eggs.
Neighborhood, but I don't have chickens.
Which is fine. But the CDC is saying...
Yeah, they are over on the...
Do you have any of the rules there?
I do. The rules are don't let backyard poultry inside the house, especially in areas where food or drink is prepared, served, or stored.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially if you're cooking chicken. They get real mad at you.
Yeah. Well, they're so stupid. They
I smell chicken cooking. Wait a minute.
Don't eat or drink where poultry live or roam. Don't kiss backyard poultry or snuggle them and then touch your face and mouth.
But she's my wife.
You're like gorgeous chicken.
The warning comes after a salmonella outbreak that affected over 1,000 people across 49 states.
Ooh, beak me.
CDC. You know, we can play the mayonnaise. Oh, sorry.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, because of salmonella.
Salmonella.
Oh, okay. But I was just thinking about it. Those are direct quotes from the CDC.
Yeah.
Don't kiss backyard poultry or snug. This is for kids, obviously. Don't touch your face or mouth after... picking up your chickens. No lips on peckers.
How would you?
Right. you could
What is it? Because they're peckers on their face. What's that joke?
For some reason, I just keep in my mind like some weirdo trying to tongue kiss a chicken.
Weirdo? How are things on your high horse there, Jess?
Mrs. Hottie Toddy.
What about cockfighting? Is that still illegal?
Most places,
states,
yes.
Some
yeah.
states.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for asking. Could we get back to the could we get back to the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk?
What about just murdering a chicken? Is that against the law?
If you see
a chicken, go up and just stomp it.
Go out and ring
its
neck.
I don't. You don't. You know what? You don't have to have a license to kill a chicken like you do other animals, right?
I would never do it. Yeah. I'm not suggesting anybody should.
I could do it. I'd love
it's good to know that I could.
I have the option.
They are delicious. I'm a big fan of the chicken.
Ringing a chicken.
Okay, what else have we got over there?
Kellogg's joins GLAAD for the anti-bullying campaign. Kellogg's has released what they are calling Altogether Cereal. It's a part of the anti-bullying campaign. The product mixes six of Kellogg's cereals
Only
in
nerds
one
eat
box,
this stuff.
Including...
This is a dream come true for me.
This is...
I love mixing cereal.
Listen. It's Raisin Bran, Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, and Frosted Mini Wheats.
You lost me at Raisin Bran.
Everything
I love Raisin
but
Bran.
The Fruit Loops.
The cereal is packaged individually inside purple boxes. Kellogg said in a statement that the Altogether cereal is a symbol of acceptance no matter how you look, you're from, and who you love.
At first, I couldn't figure out if the cereals were in a big box all mixed together. Or if it were those little mini boxes.
Right, it's all mixed together.
It's one big box, right?
The cereal is available for $19.99 on Kellogg's website.
So I tried to buy one yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was explaining to my girls that when I was little, I'd get the mini boxes, and then you could take a knife and turn them into the bowl so you wouldn't have to use a bowl.
They're not all mixed together. The cereals are packaged individually inside a purple box.
Doesn't count.
I mean, you can mix them yourself.
But I tried to buy them online and still I couldn't get them. So I don't know if they're sold out or what.
Chick does this all the time, and it's disgusting.
Honey Nut Cheerios and any kind of raisin bran. Dump them all together and go to town.
What a weird.
You don't like raisins, though.
No, I don't care for raisins. But
ooh, can we do a top three?
Top three cereals?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Number one.
Am I taking it?
Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay. Number two, Raisin Bran. Number three, Frosted Mini Wheats, I guess. Something with a frosting on it.
Number one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, good.
Number two, Crispix.
Ooh. Crispix?
Yes.
Crispix?
And you're going to hate me. Number three, Total.
Total.
Let me tell you something. Look at Tom. Total used to make the best raisin bran. I don't know what happened to it, but Total with raisins was amazing, and you can't find it anymore. It went the way of the barbecue Frito. I don't know what's going on.
I love Total.
Play the music. I'll give you the correct answer.
All right, sir. Here's Tom.
Number one, shredded wheat.
Oh, my Lord.
Number two, grape nuts.
Wow.
It also makes
Why don't you just eat paper?
Makes a good glue.
Number three?
A Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That, okay, that is mighty tasty.
But I don't know if Jess is familiar with this, although I can't imagine how she's not. How do you fix your shredded wheat?
Oh, yeah.
Take your shredded wheat.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in a baggie.
Right.
Put it in a baggie.
Do you have one of those hammers that you use to beat meat?
Like a tenderizer.
I don't need a hammer to beat meat. So.
There's the joke.
She's got Joe.
You know those square sledgehammer things?
Yeah, the tenderizer.
Then you beat it,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it in the bowl. That way, because otherwise, if you leave it in those hockey pucks or those square things, mm-hmm. it starts flying out.
Or
the
you
bowl.
Just put it on the counter and it goes shredded wheat. Goes
yes, it's very messy.
Yes, there you go. Now, so I was confused. I thought that they were mixing the cereals together in one box. If I'm reading this correctly, it's the mini packs.
It's the mini packs in one purple box.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
See, to me, this is. I used to love those mini packs.
Mm-hmm. Me too. You get them in the mail.
But here's the thing. It's kind of like, what's that stuff? It's like the Neapolitan ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Chalk Van Straw.
Yeah. But if you don't like all three, there was always, you'd open up the freezer in the box and then your brother would have left nothing but the strawberry.
Yeah.
The crummy one, yeah.
They'd always leave the crummy one. This particular combination, I've got a feeling that the Fruit Loops are going to be lying around for a while.
Oh, I love Fruit Loops.
Pass.
I guess that's the whole point, though. Different strokes for different folks.
Sure, yeah.
Someone eats the Fruit Loops and... Do you have a song?
I got something. It's a good campaign. Oh, okay. Anti-bullying.
All together now.
Oh, okay.
Imagine flakes and loops and mini wheats all swimming in a bowl of milk with crispy treats. It signifies our unity and can't be beat. It's called All Together.
That's nice.
Frosted flakes, marshmallow elves. Tastes great, but when you mix it with the whole damn shelf, the cereals just lose their charm. Get it? Oh. A sense of self. Mm-hmm. Tastes crappy together. When you eat them, put them in separate bowls so you don't barf. No one wants marshmallows in their shredded wheat because you'll barf. That's all I got.
Well done, Pat.
But I've always been a cereal mixer.
Really?
It never occurred to me to do it until you gentlemen started talking about it.
Oh, I do it. I do it. I have cereal for dinner maybe once a week.
Oh yeah.
I love breakfast for dinner.
That's a big after school snack at our house. Do you have the cereal bowls that are specific so that you can stand and eat cereal or sit on the couch and eat cereal? There's a little, almost like a little indentation in the middle of the bowl, and then a little spot to put your finger so that you can hold the bowl like this.
A thumb indent.
This
sounds like genius.
Yeah,
fine, holding a bowl, no problems.
That's because we have small children, Josh.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sure that you have a trough.
You eat your cereal out of a mixing bowl.
I suppose you don't have capers on your grilled cheese.
You probably have dinner in the bathtub.
Why not eat out of a trough?
I don't know if I deserved any of this. It's all very funny.
Seriously, Josh, because you mentioned you're a big fan of those cinnamon crunch.
Yeah, cinnamon toast crunch.
That calorically is a nightmare. So what you do is
what?
You, Yeah, what you do is you take something healthier, like a little shredded wheat, maybe some grape nuts, and then sprinkle the Cinnamon Toast Crunch on top.
Oh, so they're like the croutons of your cereal.
No, precise.
Not doing that.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
You're not doing that? Why not?
No.
Too logical?
No. If I want Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'm having Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Calorically, you don't even think about it.
I like that idea.
No, until your heart
calls. Which is why I'm fat.
Your heart phones up the doctor.
My doctor, Josh, why are you overweight? I don't think about calories. Well, that'll do it.
Wait a minute. And while I'm eating dinner, I'm thinking about breakfast.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.